from Masechta Zovim. It's not my specialty, Masechta Zovim. True Masadesh seem to be matter Mechuba. I looked up a couple of Rambams where he quotes the Mishnayos in Zovim. Faster to see the Rambam, I think. Two Rambams which are relevant to this discussion. First is in Perek Ches. Hazov ha'atoa she'eshu ha'safso. Okay. All these situations. Tomei she'misnadin v'hen u'ke'ilu hisir hazov ha'satoa she'imam. Aval yoshev ha'sfina gedola. Yeah. That's different. Tor. That's the distinction between... It's based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells you right away where to find it. In Mishnayos. Paragimel Dezavim. The beginning is it's in Paragimel Dezavim. That's where it's in Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. That's where you'll find it. That's number one. There's another Rambam in Perek Tes. Tovah Shemechuba Baretz. Some of the Masmeirim. Vayakocho Yofev V'Chazok. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Tohorim. Vayakocho Yofev V'Chazok. Misnadneid again. Tumayin. And once again, the source for this Rambam is again Mishnayos, but I had a typo. That's why I was looking in the wrong place. Couldn't find it yesterday. Guess the Mishnah says. Perek Dalet is oven. I was looking at Perek Beis is oven. So I am the first to admit that my knowledge of Masechta Zovim is poor. Maybe one day it'll be better. So I had the wrong perek. Okay, apologize. In the Rambam, that's where you find these halachas. So again, the point of all this was the same of Mishmeres Atara, this thesis which repeats time and time and time and time again throughout this beautiful siman Kuf Sanihei, that look, Mechuba is not Mekabel Tumah, right? Even if it's Misnadnei, unless it's Ru'ua Ma'od, that's how he says Pshat in this Rambam. Loya koch yofa v'chazor v'snadei. He thinks it's because I ruah ma'od. That's different. Okay. Now the Truma Zadeshin himself says the issue is what's called derech ohavim. Miskapsim yachav. We saw yesterday was on the screen. As opposed to traveling from city to city, the Truma Zadeshin never says a word about misnadei. Not found. Ends up that there are many different sheetahs to explain what this issue is, because it's not clear what the issue is in the first place. So again, my main source in this sefer, Bir Halacha, in the Mishmeres Atara, is Sivkot and Yudches. That's where he goes through all the various shittas. There are many reasons. I'll rather what he says. Trumas Hadeshen, Derech Aham. Okay? You don't even misnadnei, you haven't mentioned it. Taz, Boron, the hero of Herig. We saw that Taz in Sivkot and Beis yesterday. Sivkot and Vavra. Shach and Kudus together is two reasons. Either through the Nidnu they'll touch each other. Negiyah Aydei Dover Acher. But he says, Kol Eilu Atamim Eina Ela Betzirv Din Yeshiva Al Samson She Yisoda Shul Moshe Vanida which is Hilchus Tumah Vatara. Udidan Lo Osu Elak Sheyesh Gam Gedar Herigal Dover. Amishim Nidnu Vishim Chashash Negiyah Lechud. And this answers all the kashas of the Achronim and this whole discussion. That's really a whole long discussion here in Os Yud Ches. Fine. Truma Zadeshin, he writes in Os Yud Tes. He discusses the Easter of Teal independently. He writes as follows, reading what he says. What about a Sfina of Agola where they're not on the same bench? But you can feel it. Shumas Adeshin said, if one's in the front, one's in the back, Derek Teal would be Usser. So I saw in the same Sugo by Shoshanin, post of Rabbi Brandstorfer, that's no Kasha. Because in the olden days, when it said the Fonim and the Ocher, not the way I translated it, I translated, he's in the front seat, she's in the back seat. There were no seats. They sit in the back of a wagon. You ever watch the movies? In the back of a wagon, everyone just jumps in the back of the wagon. They never said two different seats. He's in the front, she's in the back, or vice versa. But they really are on one floor, and the thing's shaking. That's how Brandstorfer knocks out this proof. Okay? In any event, he's saying like this. A private car, what's it in? Depends on the car. If it's a big car like a tender or autobus, there's no problem. Okay. Even though you sit in the same seat, you feel because the seat is a little bit soft, that's nothing to do with Nidin and Hesed. Or is there for a couch? It's nothing to do with Nidin at all. She came Shemat from Avil Yashiv. Get her an Indian who gained two of Vitara Kasafsal Soleya of a Hesit Loba Sapa Raka. And he wants Rav Moshe. So it's a whole interesting issue. Interesting issue. The Rav Moshe had a lot to say. And we should see Rav Moshe has more than one shuv about this. Let's see. Since we are Americans, we follow Rav Moshe. First shiva we're going to see is your day Aleph. Ule'in emuta lelech im ishto nida b'mashin. Yiddish. Mechonit. Some call it an auto or a car. Mitzara nidnut. Ine isa b'ramo b'agolo b'sfina shemut lelech me'ir li'el etzrochel avol atil lo'yelchel hu b'chum es adeshet. Shemistaba n'atil avikein derech chiba. Umashin is better than Ramos Sfina. He had in mind a Sfina Ktana Shemisnadnedes Mitano Isha. What do you mean? It's like a canoe? I don't even know. Robo. The Chain Ba'agola Misnadnedes Harbi Pomitad Yishivosim. The Mashin, who can Sfina Gedola, Shinanidut Klava Shula Yeshiva. I ain't Bezovin Perigimel. Ramos should lose Zovin backwards and forwards. That's his first shuv about this topic. But there's another shuv. Base. Oh, release of a machine that he wrote. It can be mirror. He's referring back to the old shuva. Ain ze machmos a ikar hanidnut kum mash kemen the machine udav a kovet. Yeah, lechen yesh tahate gam en ira sheish nidnut gam machmosa mitzad asaf shal yosh shurach shekei masha asaf shal kavu o mechuba la mashin yesh aduna ke mechuba la kosel shemash v'sifhei shemut af shemes nadenes. Rabo said this is clearly against the Mishmer Satara. Mishmer Satara said the mechuba is not mekabel tumma. A car is mekabel tumma. No, I've never heard of that. That's a new, he didn't know from that whole definition. The pshut. The imlokin oya chiluk bein mechuba the kosel and mechuba. Look at base lechem shem nachas shiva shebekoras arukos putaron the kovd and kovas and mechuba or danya. Again, if he also presumably it's mekabel tumah, not hechos tumah. I don't know what kind of koras they're talking about over there. shoot the kliyeh, tam kamal tuma. Yeah, I don't know exactly what the tumas medris. I'm not an expert in what they're talking about. Bechlal upashin shu'af irish misnadein. Lo kan hayomer demichu bar daim. That betosh like he said below that. Can be mashin. The tama hetu. Shem she'etzah ma'isa shishiva al safsul rak chumer yisera. For us, relevant zeba mechuba sheish lios. Watch this. Sheish lios lo dina mechuba she'ena misnadein. Ooh. Remember what she seems to be saying? Even though it's in mitzias misnadein, it's treated al pidin if it's not misnadein because it's mechuba. It reminds me of what he saw over here. And since the whole thing is a chumra b'yalma, if there's any distinction, the Chumash Zedesh himself said that we saw yesterday. Any chiluk you can make, make it. So Rav Moshe said, this is a chiluk we can possibly make. So he made it. Ad kan. The way I understand. The way I understand. Now, the Suga Bashoshanim talks about this as well. He says, look, according to the Taz, it's a question of Hergel. So Rav Moshe Svara makes sense. No haircut. I'm not moving her. The car's moving itself. According to the other Svaras, he doesn't see how this can work. So how many other Svaras are there? So let's once again open up the Shulchan Aruch and start counting up the Svaras. The same Suga by Shoshan, we have no less than six. Six. Okay. Let's take a look. Kuf tzadi hei, rabosai. Okay. Sif hei. Also leishiv al safsal oroch shem esnadenes en uchuberas al kosok she ishto nido yoshev es olof. What's the reason? So, we saw the Chumash Zedesh yesterday. The reason is, the Shem Chiba. Okay. Reason number one. That's the original reason. Shem Chiba. Doesn't say anything about Misnadei. So what's Mechuba? Why is Mechuba different? He suggests that the Chumash Zedesh said it's Derech Ohavim, as we saw. And it's not Derech Ohavim, it's Mechuba. Facts or no facts, that's what he suggests. Okay, good. Reason number two, before you get to the Taz, when the Taz says that the reason is Mitzadahiru Yovel de Hergal Aveira, Ken Kosov HaBeis Yosef. That's what the quotes here from the Beis Yosef. But they're two different things. The Levush focuses on the Hergal aspect, and the Taz focuses on the Hirur aspect. So he writes there, he likes the Hirur aspect. Why? Because look at the Ramah. What the Machava say? Lo Yeshev v'mita ha'myucheres ha'filu b'shlo b'fonea. That's clearly Mishum Hirur. It's ve'osur with a vav implies that it's for the same reason. Okay, so he's partial to that. That's chazer again. It's either derech chiba, which is a somewhat independent iser, or it's mishum hergal aveir, which is a levush, or mishum hira, which is a taz, which he likes the best. Then he has nekudas again. He has two pshatim as well, up to four and five. We saw yesterday, see it again today. What did he say over here? Lo duck. The Hosam Labishim Hirahu against the Taz. And the Kaman the Misnanedas Havikinagia. The fact that they're sitting on the same bench and it moves as if he's touching her indirectly. Inami Kaman Shishneim Yoshim Aleha Bibiyachan. Havaliki Yoshin Ima Bamita the Yosur Afal P Shane Ogan Zebazet Mashek and Hoch. So with the Bismedish we came to a conclusion that this last reason of the Bialacha of the Kudus HaKesef is the Beis Yosef's shot. So the Beis Yosef seems to clearly indicate when he discusses, we'll get to it, the Rabbeinu Yerucham of two different mattresses in the same bed. That's also based upon this. So clearly the Beis Yosef understood the Easter of Safsa Lecha to be like they're both in the same Eden. So that's a very nice point that was brought to me this morning, this Medrash. And reason number six, aside from all these things, he gives us from the Aruch HaShulchan. Leishav al Safsalorok Shuhohi Yoshiv al Osul Hashani Leishav al Ripnei Shemis Nadin Vavi Kinigia. Okay. Fine. One second. Then he says a shot like this. Yochol Liosh Ayade Nidnud Yigu Zebizu. It's a whole different story. Not that the nidnud itself is treated as a negia, because of the nidnud, don't touch each other. Makes perfect sense, no? You ever been sitting down on someone's on a plane and starts to, you know, turbulence, so you can end up being pushed into the other person. You know, seatbelt helps a little bit, but not always. So you can say that's the Aruch HaShulchan, the sixth shot, going to lead to a negia. Okay, that's he suggested, actually no less than six different interpretations. Okay, now we saw that the Ramaz Mekel over here, Ramaz Mekel, look carefully in Sifhei, V'yesh matirin she'odom acher mafzik v'yoshev b'neihem. The source, of course, is the Aguda, right? And the side has Trumas Hadeshah, but I don't see it in the Trumas Hadeshah. What does it say over here? Doesn't say it at all. Oh, did someone tell me the Shachar at the Marim HaKomos? You tell me that? It's interesting. He writes on the bottom of it. Hashach, could be right. Hashach, hisikem mitochan devarav. The Machamah took on Yudalf on the side. And the Shach understood this to be true based upon the Truma Zadesh. Really? Where is this? What Shach? I'm not sure what he's driving at. Where's the Shach discuss this? Maybe he means the Shach. He means that you said the Shach wrote the Rambam comes. That's what he means. Look at the beginning. He probably does that. Otherwise, there is no Shach. See how we see Kush Shach to Retz Bechavata. I thought it was Bechavata was Shach. There is no Shach. He's the Shach. Okay. Very good. Okay. Baruch Hashem. In the Aguda itself, we saw this yesterday on the screen. He doesn't say it has to be a Stavka person, right? Dr. Moshe himself quotes it. We saw the Aguda, did we not? He said either a person, or what else did he say? O teva, o shum dover acher. For some reason, he left it out. Why? So then here in his bir alacha chaf aleph. Quotes the Orchus Chaim, who asks the Safsal HaMisnadet, and he's only Matir when his other Macha Beneihem. But the Aguda holds its Mutter, as implied, Trumas Hadesha quotes it in his name, because he's worried about Negiyah, and therefore Tevo Shum Dover Acher will help. But to prevent Hergel Dover or Hero, Orchus Chaim, through the Nidud, doesn't work, need a person. That's the Ramah. Because the Ramah passed the Trumas Hadeshin, or about Chiba, so you need a person. That's what he says in Chaf Aleph. But on the other hand, if you want to be loyal to the original source, which is the same for the Aguda, he says everything works. Teva, Oshum, Dover Acher. So I told you yesterday that the pocketbook works. So I was a little bit upset when I saw the Sefer Nitei Gavriel. I think Gabriel has a lot of pages on this topic. He quotes two things. I'll give you the page numbers. Page Reis Lamentes. He writes over here, Dover ha-mafsik mahani rak b'dover she'en darko l'hafsik b'neyem avol dover kotan she darko l'hafsik on tik shalisha lo mahani. Text specific fairish that I'm wrong. At the bottom he says, he quotes a certain sefer, a certain goyen says, Sochak, sichek, he laughed. Al elish is somchan al tik the hafsek. Sheena shav a klum. Ooh, that's a real rank. It's worthless. I thought that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu made pocketbooks for the two reasons I just gave you. Okay. So later on, and a few pages later, the same beautiful saving Nitei Gavriel, he says in page Reish Mem Gimel that something in a person or a chayfetz godel mafsek b'nei. Where's godel come from? Because the Beis Yosef quotes the Aguda table shum davar mafsek. Where get big? Where's big come from? Shum davar acher, Rabbi Nishlam. Why came from the word shum into anything? I don't know what the word means. Anything. So again, it seems to me that's working, as he said. I'm just going to go back to this beautiful, a lot of beautiful Svarim on these topics. The Biur Halacha of the Shmeras Hatara here in Chaf Aleph. He writes as follows. Orchus, I'm giving you what I said to you before about Pen. Orchus Chaim, say other macher, doesn't say any chemus davar acher. The Guda says, O davar acher, O table lahafsik. Ramah, even though Daki Moshe quotes both, and here in the Hagos Ramah, only quotes one. The two shittas, he says. Orchus Chaim, say machmirim like Rashi. And he holds, hafsik other works. A Guda is matir b'saf slamis nadne, kim b'furish b'chumas adesh n'resh n'an aleph. Okay, so the Ramah himself doesn't like it. Bekitzer, there are different opinions. Some don't like the whole cool of the Ramah Bechlal. But he says, Dayenu lahachmek yesh matirim because there is safslam es nadei. The harbe poskim ba beisrael zol sfiul at all. So the whole thing is a lechum in the first place. So any kula we can find. So I thought in the pinch we have to find the kula. You can rely on the pocketbook even though a gadol b'torah laughed at it. What can I do? Shum davar acher. This of course makes the most sense according to the Aruch HaShulchan. That's what he calls Shem Yiguzeh Bezeh. I don't know if he quotes Aruch HaShulchan in this long discussion, but. Again, there are many different shittas, and you have to do what you can do in each and every case to make it better. Came near. It's interesting. In the Suga Bashal Shalem, he says, no, even if the Chashash Nagia, you still need a person. Why? A person, if there are three people, a man, and another man or woman, and then a woman, so if they're all, each one's 5 feet something tall, so then they're sitting down, the other guy has to be just as tall, because if he's not as tall, there'll be a Nagia on top and the end of the bottom. So not even a baby wouldn't, a child wouldn't work. It's too short. So it's a Suga Bashal Shalem. I'm just telling you what I saw this for. I'm sure that opinion makes some sense, but on the Azdaiti, we can follow a more cooler Dikashit. Now, again, back to the Ramah. Then it's okay, they shouldn't touch each other. This is all from the Truma Sadeshen. Okay. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan says in Sifchof, Don't do with Agolas. Just take a walk. Take a walk at Ginos Pardesim. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, there's a problem. He used the word Ein Onochon. He tones it down a bit. But that's what he says. That's what he says. Pashup Shat in the Ramah is not that way. Only answered by Agola. And earlier he's matam me'il the ear if they're not touching each other. The impression is conveyed is if they're on one safsal, it'll be usur even me'il the ear. It seems to me the reason is because then they're going to touch each other inevitably. Let's remember that the Chumash Sadeshin wrote the Shaila and wrote the Tshuva. So, you know, usually sometimes you can wonder that maybe he wasn't paying such careful attention to the Lashon of the Shoyal. But if he himself is the Shoyal, you have to assume he's paying careful attention. What Siman is it? Reish Nun Aleph? Look. Isha nidim ha-shateish v'lim ba'la al-gol ha-lechit mi'alir b'derech zeh shelo yiga bo klal k'gom hu lefanev hu li'alachar. He's referring to a case where there's no... So he says it's okay. Yeah, aguda. The Mordechai said it's a problem. You can't mil seduma le gamri, right? Because it's chumra bi'almi. Any chilik you can make, it's fine. So what's the chiluk? Only a safsal b'yachad derech chibo derech ov and the skabash b'yachad is vad b'chiyagavna. But it's agola where you bring an aktoya called a sherut. Many other people come, even though they're only in themselves now, it's not derech chibo. And echad of negdolim. And it's matil eishev yachad al safsal k'shum b'chubur b'kosti abayis. It's a tolish. But agola and no brir in lahat. This is what the Chumash Sedeshin seems to be saying. So apparently, he's referring to a situation that they may touch each other in Safsal Lecha. That's a lashon of the Shaila. Okay? Because the ear to ear, right, it's not a derech chibur, but the problem is going to be a potential of touching one another. That's why he requires the fun of a Lecha. But if they're not going to touch each other, lav dafka the fun of a Lecha. Right? Lav dafka. Lav dafka. And v'chein shamati lahatim b'chubur. That's what he heard, right? Chen Shamati Mechuber. What is that going on? What he said earlier, Chuma Bialma. Any chiluk in the world will work, right? Referring to where they're not going to touch each other. And I go, they're probably going to touch each other. That's how I understood it. This is against the Bir Halacha over here in Chav Beis, who seems to say something completely different. I'm a big fan of the Sefer, but I'm not exactly sure what he's saying. I'll let you look it up. To my knowledge, it sounds like for me that it's almost as if he didn't see the word agola here. Lechas ba'agola mishto. See, he's only asking about agola. So he seems to be saying the contribution to Tosser. He's like this. He says as follows. Yeah. What's a chumrah? What's a chumrah, he says? Is it cool in a chumrah? Okay? Again, it seems, again, from reading him, it sounds like he's saying that the soul flow also the day of Til, Raklelech im Ishto, Beginos, the Pardesim, Kilishona. I'm about Gola. As if he understood, Lelech meant to walk. I don't know. Agol is more cow. Is that possible in the Chumash Sedeshin? Agol is more cow than to take a walk. That's not why I read it. So either I'm asking you to look at it, you have a chance over the weekend. Towards look at the Chav Beis. Okay, tell me if maybe I'm just misreading it. It's possible. Quotes of a Yoshiv who says we should follow the Aruch HaShulchan even if it's not Pshat in the Ramah. So it's not the Pshat in the Ramah, but it's a good chumrah to follow anyway, because he's afraid of a Herigal Dover. He writes it properly at the end. Hakol lefi inyan atiyu. I think it's completely correct. Anias daiti, a person should try very hard to avoid going on a teal when she's in either. But it was b'diyevet. He already reserved plane reservations, hotel reservations, and she was supposed to not be in either, right? And things changed around. It's of course a fortune of money to just cancel their trip. But they should be careful how they treat themselves. In the calling the Pisrei Da'as says, what about taking a walk down in the streets? It's in Yerushalayim. Ever been in Yerushalayim on a Friday night? Oh, everyone's walking. Oh yeah, it's a beautiful sight. I'm rarely zeicher to see it. I happened to have been this past June. After a funny circumstance, I ended up eating Friday night in a hotel in King George and walking all the way to Sanhedrin. I was walking, passing through everyone's walking. It's beautiful. La'alek hayom yor, which is a beautiful sight. So Yosha said, that's mutter. That's part of life. That's not, believe me, there's no Ginos and Pradesim over there. That's besides the point. But he said, there's no shaila about that. So he quotes, I think, correctly from Rav Yoshev, which is important to know. Then he also says here from Rav Yoshev, if they're going to a particular destination, which is not a teal, not called the same teal, even though it's really a teal also. In other words, if they're going to a hotel in the mountains, and you know, that the whole thing is just one big teal, if they're going to visit a relative, relatives are a 2-hour trip away, and they have in mind also should be a teal, that's mutter, because not purely the same teal. Again, any distinction we could possibly make, we should be making. Interestingly, here in Chav Gimel, just end with this about the bus. He quotes the Chazon Ish. He wrote a letter to the Sefer Taras Bas Yisrael. You know that? Have you heard that Sefer? It's out of style now. Great Sefer. Of Kalma Kana. He has no chumras. Because the Chazon told him to write a Sefer with no chumras. That's his make on the Ozerua. Bechule, bechule. He said in that time, he was writing 60 years ago, more, Chazon was lifted 60 years ago, 70 years ago. He was trying to get this, no chumras, not Sefer. So there he has a letter. Af ba'otobus yizoru kol echad leishev b'ktsei ha-safsol v'tol v'shiyosimu chevetz b'neihem. This is writing 70 years ago. So, that's what he wrote. So I saw the suga ba-shoshanim, it's difficult for mitzias and a bus to put a, not that they shouldn't touch each other. I don't know. He quotes it from the Baal Minchas Yitzchak. All the hetem over here are b'safsol aruch. Safsal Kotzer, no Eterim. And the bus is a Safsal Kotzer most of the time. I don't know the different buses, right? The different widths. Israeli buses, how?
Every person has their own chair.
Every Israeli bus?
Yeah.
Also, things change, obviously.
I mean, they're attached to each other, but they're separate seats.
Really? They're so firm in Israel now. Look at that. Okay, so then, obviously, then, the way I understood it from the. It's been that way all the time? I think. When I saw the one, it was separate. I don't remember either. The lady asked me about Eisha Niknet. I'm trying to think, was it separate seats or the same seat? Can't remember. I counted. It was 50 years ago. Can't remember. I still remember. I have to ask the people. I speak to an Israeli. Mitzvah Hashem. I'll try to. If the Shir remind me, I'm going to call Eretz Yisrael. Remind me. I'll try to find out what is and what was. Okay? Interesting.
There might be some buses inside a city, like a Yerushalayim bus goes around Yerushalayim. They might have seats attached to each other. Intercity buses are all different seats.
Really? Okay. Very good. Let's go take a look at another tshuva of Rav Moshe.
The light rail.
Sorry?
The light rail.
Light rail. I'm just on a light rail. There's, I don't think I said. I think I stood. Since then, it was packed. Couldn't sit anywhere. Oh, I can't get this anymore. Okay, let's just go. Okay. Machine! Look what I wrote over there in Tzadi Beis. It's better than a Sfina. They quoted it as a third shoe about the same topic. Oh, Masha Kosa Malachot Yadidi. Shulai Tov Yosef Shoda Machi Yavsik Beneim. I've spoken with this in the past more than once. He says, Shiva Safsal Oroshim is not that Shosef Shmatian Shodam Ach Mafsik. Huksha Mafsiku Berochok Mimena. Machine, She says she's ish chomer yoseh. Rakamav nafsiku avia viachio b'no ima v'achoso shalabal. Then it's mutter meiridik. I heard people wanted to say, but in the back of a car, they put the man and the wife and someone else in the back of a car, and three can barely fit there. And she's a neither. I have a great solution. Put the other man and woman in between. I say chas v'shalom. First of all, it looks outrageous. But second of all, the person in between, male or female, is going to be touching the other opposite side. It's going to be worse. So baruch shekivanu to Rav Moshe. Once we're on the topic, u'b'dvarim muta lebala levorach baruchas mori ha'esh lehonas min ha'org sheishto nida ma'chzekas ner Abdullah ner ha'poshut the lack of isa v'zeh ade pischei tshuva says in Sifkot and Gimel also lebala lehadek ha'tabak u'lecham ha'masal v'ner she ma'chzekas b'yoda u'lehadek v'ner achim. No, hosim mitam shekosav she'ahevel mechaber ha'ner she ma'chzekas b'yoda b'yoda she'mischamamim v'hibu Bartanura, Machshirin. Alehonas v'arshel aner shalekas shem chibur vaday mutter. Vaday mutter. Okay. Both say kiddush. We'll get to another time. I want to tell. I want to don't forget to show you this right now. Good. Keep all this in mind, Rabosa. Okay, Rabosa. Now we're ready to start. Finally, the next idiom. It just takes longer than we thought. We had a discussion in the Gemara Masechet Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel about sleeping in the same bed. And they're both in their own clothes, it says it's awesome. Now, what's pshat? So take a look, Rabosai, in Hu Bebigdo, Hi Bebigdo, what Tosus is pshat in Sanhedrin. Tosus in Sanhedrin. Look carefully. And it says, Suga Bashoshana, name of the safe, right? Beautiful, beautiful name of a beautiful safe. Makish ishto nidlish treyu, makish treyu, be big though, be big also. Yeah. Yeshloma. Who be big, be big that's true, makish, you know why? People, you know why? Should be kruve data, why? Shenanin u'mischamamin ze mize. One could lead to a conclusion. At the only time they ask who be bigda, who be bigda, is with nanin u'mischamamin ze mize. Wow. Pile ploye mamish. And when the Torah quotes this, look at the Torah. The Torah quotes this. Where is it? Oh, Lo Yashin Ima Bemita, I feel a Kolechet Ve'echad Bebigdo. Ve'ein nogin ze bozeh. What does that mean? He learned Sansa to mean they're not bekiru of basar. They're not literally not touching each other, but the pajamas are touching each other. Wow. Who said so? The Bach. Gentlemen, don't want to leave the room. I'm passing this way for a second, but just let you know what it says. Here we go. Tosin Sanhedrin gives the answer. If he's there, Mashakosi Rabbeinu, I feel Kolechad Bechad Bebigdo, Veinogin Zemazer, Hainu Loma, Sheinogin Bekiru of Bosa Zemazer. Avavadin Nogin Zemazer Big Day, and when Biskarman Yachan, and Miskarman Zemazer. That's what Tosin says. Fichakosu. Avamita Rechova, Bein Miskarman Zelazer, Vade Mutta Medina. As Rabbeinu Yeruchim said, according to Beis Yosef, but the Mordechai says even two mitos, he didn't have to be neyem. Koshkin be mito achas, yeah, vachin aktino. So he's not making a lebamaisa. He's calling an alternative shita. Wow. Wowee. Whew. Okay. So the Beis Yosef writes, that's the one I want you to see before. Okay. The Beis Yosef writes, Kosev of Mordechai, Haram Kosev the Tzarek Lizarim Yeshtei Mitos Veragli Ha'achas Nogus Bechaverto Shal Yishkev O Be'achas Yishtob Nida Be'acheres Lo Yassim Ha'efsik Bintayim Ubitin Safsal De Besamuch. Ooh. You see against the Rabbeinu Yeruch. What's that Besamuch? This line, those three words were riot to the second shot in the Kudus HaKesa. They learned Safsal Besamuch to be a question of Bita'achas. We got Medin Maharam, we just saw. Mahir the lesser, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, so the Rash Bash. Also, Lishna Mita, Afilu Kolechim, Big Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Zeh Bezeh, Yesh Lechalik Bezeh, Ma Mita Yeruchova, Ve'enem Miskarim Zeh Lezeh, Vare Mutter, Shoshu Ala Kreva, Ozein Ala Yichud, Mutter Mirvash, Tishin, Bechli Matza, Miyuchad Lov, Bechli Matza, Miyuchad Lov. I'm not sure what Kli Matza means. Does it mean a different mattress? Does it mean a, I'm not sure what, two mattresses in the same bed? That's what he means. So, well, maybe less than that. I don't know exactly what he means. Whatever it is, we don't pass it away, because even two beds mamish is awesome if they touch each other. And din safsal. That line, din safsal, sounds that he understood the safsal, the samach, to be referring to the second child in the Nekudas HaKesef. That's what I wanted to show you. Fine. Lemaisa, we pass it, of course, the Chumrah. And I believe that we have to Aser everything, even a, what do you call it, a double decker?
Bunk bed,
I think it's also Aser. Then he has dieting, like two matzos. And the Sheva the Levi is Matan Chathila, even if they're two beds connected with a headboard. It's a fancy style, you buy it. Oh. In Chosna Kala go shopping, they want to sell you a, come on, you get married. They'll say it. The first one will sell you one bed. That's of course they want to sell you that. So everyone says, oh, you can't buy one bed. Two bed, okay, but at least have one headboard. It's fancy, one headboard. So even that's not a problem. That is a problem. You shouldn't do that either. So some people buy one headboard and they detach it. Every month they detach one bed. Yeah, who needs this, Mishigas? Buy two headboards. They live with no headboards too. Shh. It's not one of their service of difference. But when it comes to a bedroom set with a dresser, what are you talking about? What? Come on. Yeah.
Headboards that are just on the wall, not attached to the bed.
That's just decorative, not attached to the bed. It's the gosh. Okay, fine. Now take a look at Pesachei Tshuva, Sifkot Yud Aleph. Pesachei Tshuva Yud Aleph. Okay. How much space must be between one bed and the other bed? Okay. Kolshu. Shevet Levi says, of course, the Arizal that says if the blankets will touch each other, it's also obviously if it's only a hefsh kolshu when the blankets hang down from the side, well, the sheets are going to touch each other. I think we have to, even though I'm not makubal, I think this is the reason we have to follow. They to make it two beds, the bedspreads or whatever they have there, the blankets, the sheets, should not touch each other. Some say you have to have an amma. He quotes here from the Belzer Rebbe. He's a Belzer Dayan. The Belzer Rebbe requires an amma. An amma? Ah, wow, that's depends on what a Chazanish amma. 2 feet. And the Chut Shani, who's a Karelet, says if it's a small room, in Israel, they have some very small bedrooms, it's enough to have something in between them, right? Like a little tiny dresser in between them, and that's the minhag which the Shiur Sheva Levi quotes, and the Rav Yosef is quoted. You can't have it so big. It's enough to have a chatzi amma, 30 millimeters. That's chatzi amas ish, the Chazon Ish. That's a foot. Okay, if it's room, you should do it. I think a foot is maybe necessary, just to prevent the sheets from touching, right? You can do it less than a foot. What do you say? Tight. But again, there's no room in the bedroom, no room in the bedroom. You can't sometimes not be in the bedroom. It's ideally it's a place to have a little dresser between them, even if it's narrow. Or maybe a foot apart. Okay, fine. Kanta Pischet Shumas have got Yud. Tzarech Ian. Imuto Lishmoa Kol Zemer Shalom. Why? Mayachad the Begamar Shabbos Yud Gimel. Lama Makash Ish Nidil Nish Ish Reyu. Raki Yichud Sharvashim Shatore Yidam. Suga Vashal Shanim. Sinai Lama Zayim. Yeah. Im Kain Nira Di Asur. The Veshis Reyu Asur. Kamo Shemar Bebrochas. Chavdad Chol Bisharva. And the Rosh says the Shmoa. Kos Kol Aposkim. V'tzarech Yud. Tzarachim. Shua Sheva Aleim is its usher, doesn't say any Tzarachim. Tells you to look at the Toafas Re'aim. Maybe we can get that even on the screen. I wonder if we can get that. They may have perished under the array. I wonder. Simcha Vav, we said. Links. Dead. I thought I once saw it. Okay, I made a mistake. The Torah first Re'aim and the Pardes Rimonim and Rabbi Vadya and Rabbi Yoshif all seem to say it should be mutter. Why? Look at Siv Zayin. Lo yistak al afilu ba'keva lo mekomas b'chus m'shabo. Now, if you look at the sugya in Masechta Brachos Av Chav Dalet, when Ashes Kol Isha, it also asks us to look at a Istakla says us, and if Istakla says mutter for Isha Nida, so shows that Kol Isha should also be mutter. Yeah, that's what all these Gedolim say.
Who were
the Machir? I told you again. Rabbi Vadya, the Pardes Rimonim, right over here, and the over here, Pisre Das. I'll give it to you in a second here. No, made a mistake. He quotes it over here. My mistake. In the Shmeras Atar, we read it to you from here. It writes like this: Shmuel Kol Zemer Shishli Yesh Osrim. Right, the Pisgah Shuba sounds that way. Tzorachin Yesh Matirin. We didn't Yesh Lahakil. Pardes Rimonin. It's just a pella who poshet leheter bekal v'chomer mehabata bekomas agluyim. Divide us the beches reyu. Umuta bishtonida. Chidas of a Yoshif, Medina. Unless what? She's Shara Avuro. In other words, if the Stam sings mirrors together or the Stam singing together, kacha. But if she sings a solo for him, he considers that to be a problem. It's Chok Makalas Rosh Vyosif. Okay, I can hear that. It's very, very important because a woman, I know the women who. They get all upset because they were told by the kala teacher they can't sing. Women love to sing. They love to sing. Now all of a sudden, half the time, they come to the Shabbos table, they can't sing. So, better when they have company than after they can't sing. They can't sing for the husband. The husbands are around. It's a big, I'm telling you, it's painful for the women. So I want to be matter. Okay? Good. I have a big dolem on my side this time. Some of my other coolest I have, so I don't live. You have major Ilonos Gedolim Litolos Ben. Fine. Good. Let's talk about this, Ramo. So let's go back to the Beis Yosef. Okay. What happened? Look. Yistakel ba'akeva mekomos ha'mechusa mimena. Perek beis in the Dorim. Ha'mistakel ba'akeva shalisha ha'ilabonim she'enem ulganim. Or Rav Yosef of Ishtonida. Wow. The Rashba, min ha'akev nilmad l'chol mokom b'chus l'shabah, u'bekom go mashma, de b'shar mekom l'shein derech l'chas ha'osan, mut l'staka b'hen. V'chein nira mishma sh'tiru l'skash v'en idusa l'stran el b'ayla. And the Rambam says, mut l'odom l'abit mishtonida, af al pishi erba, af pishi shonos ha'leid v'mena b'ria, holi muteras l'lachas man, in the bottom of the mikshol. So we have mekilin, and mekilin. Take a look at Rabosai in the Torah Sashlam.
Dafka akeva, and akeva means mamish mokom erva. Mashakosa beis yoisu v'sharach ronim the turus over the kol mekomas habachusim shabbat. B'chal mokom atoref, because of Rashi Torah Sabayis, to min akev nilman the kol mokom achusa. No, comes that tamua. To b'shas v'dakte v'koma dafka mokom atinova shul mechuvin negad akeva. Kamoshin afilu b'akeva shakosa v'tur enim aduktuk l'chora. V'chein nirali poshut. That's a Rashi v'atur. The Rabbi says the same. The Rish Lakish Lokoi Klal Al Mils of the Rabbi Yosef. Such an important word. V'tavayut pliga v'peirush of the Brisa. The Rabbi Yosef Mukim v'Brisa v'akeva mamish u'v'ishtonida heril. Rish Lakish meforesh v'Brisa v'stamisha afilu eina nida u'ma'akeva mokam tinofes. Nishmat, Nitsa, Rav Yosef, Akeva, Ma Mishka Omar. Vafilu Hochi, Yosna Stakel, Keva Shemokam Machuso, Huadin, the Chomokomos and Machusos. Chemotosis, the Valley never shall arrive it. Shapirish can a suga de Schmeitzer, Umasa the Kosa, Naktina and Kitar Viola Hachmir, to also the Stakel, the Akev Ishto Nida, Umina Akev Nilma, Komokam and Machuso Shabo. Also, the stock of the Mokom Atinofes, Afal P, Shein Anida. Then, the Eretram came to Asa Rashba of Hatur. This is the Ren, the Chonim of Brurim, and on the Tzrichim, the Tchukim, Shal Beis Yosef, Abach, Vadrisha, Bezer, Ein Shem. I think he's right. The two separate Yisurim. A man can never look at that part of the wife's body. That's why a man has to be careful if he goes to the delivery room. Many rabbis say, now go to the delivery room, because that's exposed. The answer is, yeah, you have to look at everything. You stand near your wife's head as she's the baby's coming out, and look this way. Right? The bed is this way, and her feet are this way, and you're by the head this way. You're looking this way. That's mutter. Otherwise, you're not allowed to look. You're not allowed to look at a live birth. Yeah. Your own wife. Not allowed to do it. As I state. Okay? Beforeish. That's one din. That's another din, a totally different din. There she's a nida too, besides. But a different din when it comes to Ishto Nida. Then you may not look at any part of a body which is considered to be mechusa. This is the Torah of Shlomim. I think it's correct. Pashup Shai is that way. The Raiva, the Rashba, etc. Of course, the question becomes: her heel? They cover the heels. What kind of town are we talking about? I live in Riverdale, so I don't know. But they cover the heels. Halavai. Well, let's not go any further. Okay. So. We had a Meiri, if you recall. What that was? Was it Samach? Samach Galat? Had a whole tangent about the Harchakas at the end. So the Meiri, when he discusses the various hachakos, talks about this idea of, oh, watch this. When Mesechus the Dar Marvel called Mestachal Bakeva Shalisha Vibanashim began Pirushua Vishtonida, Vinyana Bahabota Vimachsheves Hiru, Vimachsheves Hiru. Vimachsheves Hiru. Why? What's wrong with Machsheves Hiru? Maybe, Dabra, maybe the Hergal Aveira. Hein b'dibur, hein b'habata. Right? That causes bad things. Including, one second. Even dibur zemzeh, b'sharanyan ha-magilim, b'l'cheshek, ha-kol osur. Avakosh ancient cure bustle of divri dava maybe the herigal avera mutter. That's the Bibi. Then he quotes something very interesting. Just for the listen carefully. Talks about Hoshata here, right? Where's Hoshata? Huh? Shamiyad Liyad. One second. Yesh matirin kol shebishas achila afashata kol chad v'chad v'avid e'torin. Ain't wrong, the first one, just cool. Poo-hoo. V'yaf v'oshata lo b'shas achila sama machmir. Rashi. One second. V'chein yesh matirin b'oshata b'fnei acher miyad liyad. How you like that? She'ein chshash herlo b'fnei akol. I want to be mad because of the question of Busha. No. The whole thing of Hoshana is because of Heragon. There's no Heragon if there's other people around. Two is company, three is a crowd. So there's another sheet like that. It's important to know that these sheets exist. Okay. And the Ravid seems to hold this way. Let me just give you a quick citation over here. Footnote 196. Quotes the Niri. The Ravid. Isu is takas of Mokam Hester, who dumya the head the shakos of Rambam Sham, lahabit vilehonos. The Paras Shimonim writes that way. Call him a stak of a kavonos ria. Rabbi Nion writes in self comparing him with the brochus. The Mokan Avram is simon reish kafe by the keshes. And mistak of a notion of mavit be kavonos. That's, we saw. So that's a problem. That's a problem. Okay. Otherwise, it's not a problem. Oh. Now, very important. I'll just end with this. Afal pi she'enim eskav and lehonos, if it's kavana to re'ias also. Who said so? Paras Shimonim. To lo chachronu shelo chilklu rakos rak beiz gedorim istakos shebelim. No. The Paras Shimonim writes that there were three different kinds of re'ias. He's right, and it's important to make this distinction. So maybe on Sunday, the time. And Sunday, remind me to start with the three kinds of reus. All right, and then we got to start moving because time is running out. So Mr. Shem on Sunday, she is regular time, right? No reason why not. Sunday's regular, Monday's regular, Tuesday's regular. Wednesday and Thursday next week, I have to give Shiur the first thing in the morning because I have to go somewhere else. Okay, so just give you advance notice. A good Chodesh.